I mean, they say for a nickel you got a cup of coffee and 10 minutes of politics when you went to Nader's restaurant.
Ralph Nader grew up in a small town in Connecticut, talking politics at the dinner table and at his father's diner.
It was the ultimate expression of free speech. No matter what political view anybody had, they never got a stern look from my father because he liked dissent. He used to tell us, everything we have in this country we like originally started with dissent.
Nader's parents were Lebanese immigrants. He says his father's idea of patriotism was to try to improve the country and the lives of others.
And then he turned the question on them. He'd say, do you love your country? You're darn right. They'd pound the counter. I said, why don't you spend a little more time improving it?
Nader says his parents taught him how to listen and to think critically. Those family values led him to become a lawyer and, he says, to fight injustice. In 1965, Nader wrote a book called Unsafe at Any Speed. In it, he argued that the U.S. automobile industry was knowingly building dangerous vehicles. He specifically targeted a General Motors car, the Corvair. He said the Corvair had design flaws that could lead to accidents. GM attempted to discredit him and investigated his personal life. Nader sued the company and won. And Nader used the settlement money to fight consumer battles for safer cars, food, homes, and workplaces. He hired young advocates who became known as Nader's Raiders.
Everybody worked until 2 in the morning or so, and then we just collapsed and would get up at 8 and start working again.
We were there, you know, 24/7. It was just ridiculous.
Maybe if we started talking about civic globalization instead of corporate globalization, the world would move forward.
In 1996 and 2000, Nader ran as a presidential candidate for the Green Party, shunning the policies of both the Democratic and Republican parties. He announced his bid for the White House again in 2004 as an independent.
Presidential politics has been broken for a long time. The two parties have been broken. They need a wake-up call. They need somebody to hold their feet to the fire.
President George W. Bush won re-election in 2004. Many Democrats dubbed Nader a spoiler for his refusal once again to get out of the race.
How can you spoil a spoiled political system to begin with? And second, if we all have equal right to run for office, then none of us are spoilers, or all of us are spoilers of one another.
He says today presidential hopefuls must raise hundreds of millions of dollars to be competitive.
And where do you think they're going to get that money? They're not going to get that money from the people who harvest our food, or the people who clean up after us, or the people who do the everyday work in the country. They're going to get it from the millionaires, the mega millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations.
Nader, now 73, says he hasn't made up his mind whether to make another run for the White House. But one thing is certain, as a self-proclaimed public citizen, he will continue to let the American people know where he stands. Roseanne Skirball, VOA News.
Oh, there's the first section right around where, like, the top...